Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hi, this is Linda Thompson, your host for The Author Show. If you are living with chronic pain, today's show may be a life changer for you. In her book, It Feels Good to Feel Good, Learn to Eliminate Toxins, Reverse Inflammation, and Feel Great Again, our author, Cheryl Meyer, offers a lot of common sense advice. Having been there, done that, Cheryl shares with us some of what she has learned about how to take control of your body again. Cheryl, welcome to The Author Show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Cheryl, please give us a quick overview of It Feels Good to Feel Good, Learn to Eliminate Toxins, Reverse Inflammation, and Feel Great Again.
5 years ago, I got autoimmune disease, and what I wrote is the manual that I wish had been available when I got sick about all the toxins that have invaded every level of our lives, whether it's our food, our cosmetics, our cleaning supplies, even our minds. And I wrote the book that I wish I had had so that I can help everybody else when they're going through the initial stages of chronic illness.
I really commend you for that, because sometimes that been there, done that type of experience really helps others. So in my intro, I said you'd been there, done that. Please tell us a little bit about the road you traveled to get to the point of writing your book, your whole wellness routine.
I wasn't finding help when I was getting sick. One morning I woke up and I couldn't get out of bed. I had so much pain, and they wanted to put me on steroids, which I had been on as a child, and I did not want to go there again. So I started researching, and for 2 years I dug deep, and one of the main things that causes autoimmune disease is our toxins. So I started looking for toxins, and there is a company called EWG, Environmental Working Group, that has a database of hundreds of thousands of items now, and they rate them from 1 to 10. So I literally took everything in my life, looked it up, found something that was very low, like a 1 on the scale, and I replaced it. And the book tells you what I found, what I replaced it with, and if you don't like my choices, it'll tell you how to research and find your own.
Wow. So tell me, while you were writing, were you picturing any particular type of reader?
Well, originally, I targeted other people with inflammation, because I find all the time people don't even know that that's what their problem is. They just know they hurt. And in the current paradigm, people go to the doctor and get a pill, which I was not willing to do. So I was targeting those people so that they could understand that there was more that they could do.
I have a real issue with this prescribing chemicals, and everybody's on so many chemicals that the toxins do build up. So how did you work with your doctor? Did you work with a holistic practitioner? How did you avoid taking all those chemicals?
Actually, in my research, I discovered that there's an entire new area in medicine called functional medicine, which are regular MDs. My doctor graduated from Yale, but she also got sick. So she went back and got additional certification of functional medicine. A functional doctor wants to get to the root cause of what's causing your illness. They don't want to give you a pill. They can. It's one thing in their toolbox, but they are much more likely to try to find out what's causing the irritation or the illness or the pain in the first place. And literally, she saved my life.
In your synopsis, you talk about chronic pain. Do you have to experience chronic pain in order to effectively use your book?
This book really is for anyone. It's for people who have the chronic pain. It's for people who just want to clean up and live healthier. It's for moms who want to create a better environment for their children. And it even goes into how important it is that we vote with our dollars to eliminate these toxins, because it might even save our world. So all the runoff of these toxins is going into our ground, into our water. It is part of the whole thing that's going on that's a problem, and it's just multiplying in how terrible it is.
How would you describe your writing style?
I have been told that reading my book is like having a conversation with me. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. So I write it from my point of view, what I did and why it helped me, because I want it to be an easy read so that other people can use it and have it help them.
what makes It Feels Good to Feel Good stand out in the crowd?
Well, one of the things that makes the book stand out in the crowd is I hired an amazing illustrator who is also an award-winning illustrator now for the book. But there are, at the beginning of each chapter, I do the key points so that if you are just zipping through it and you want to see what's the most important things that are in that chapter, they're right at the top of the chapter, and then you can read and dig into what products I'm recommending you take out and what products I'm recommending you put in.
You are a self-described health coach. Please share with us what that means.
After I started to get well, I made a decision that I was going to try to help others with all of the things that I had found out. So I went back to school. I went to the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, and I graduated last March as a certified health coach. So I've been an entrepreneur for 40 years. All of my coaching skills from my previous career are all coming to shine now in my effort to help other people handle their pain, handle their illness, clean up their lives, have healthier families, and that's what I want to do now.
I understand that your book has won some pretty impressive awards. Will you share a little bit of that with us?
Yeah, the first awards that we won were CIPA-EBBY Awards. I won third place, and it's an international contest that was just announced beginning of September, and my illustrator won second place for best illustrations. But I have also won other awards that I'm very excited about. I also won the new Apple Digital Award, which is allowing me to do some international placement of my book. And I just won the Living Now Book Award for Best Books for Better Living, which I'm particularly proud of. I won in the body area as the best book of the year.
Cheryl, we have a major opioid epidemic in this country. Can a person be weaned off of these prescription drugs by following the advice in your book?
I have discovered by taking certain supplements, I can eliminate my pain. It depends upon what the pain is, but pretty much what everyone is discovering is that it all starts in the gut. So if you heal the gut, you heal your pain. And there are antioxidants that you can take that can help it. If you're on opioids, it's going to take a little bit of work to get to the point where your gut is clean. But it can be done, and you can live a pain-free life if you eat right and you get rid of all the toxins in your food and all the toxins in your environment.
Is It Feels Good to Feel Good similar to anything else we may have read?
I don't think so, because I couldn't find anything when I got sick, which is why I felt there was a need for this book. There are other books about autoimmune disease that talk about toxins, but they don't dig down to the level that my book does that'll tell you that your laundry soap is so toxic that if a toddler ate one of those pods, he'd go to the emergency room, and what to use instead that is very low in toxins. I'm the only book that I have seen that goes to that level that gives you hands-on information to change the toxins in your life.
At the beginning of our session, you mentioned you had been diagnosed with autoimmune disease. How long ago was that, and how are you doing now?
That was 5 years ago, and I'm probably 75% better. Bodies are complicated. Certainly, eliminating all of the toxins was my first big step forward. But now that I'm working with a functional doctor, we keep peeling the onion and finding other things underneath. I was born with something called the MTHFR gene anomaly, which means I don't detox well. So we're working on a method to get my body, once it has the toxins in it, to get rid of them. So it's been a process, but in general, I'm feeling pretty good, and I bounce out of bed every morning, and I'm having a good time.
Well, congratulations on that. Now, I know that there are particular foods that are major contributors of inflammation. What would you say are the biggest food offenders?
Actually, that's an interesting question because it's different for everyone. I was given a food sensitivity test, and I have to avoid 18 different foods, so much that I've actually printed them on a business card. So if I go out to eat, I give it to the restaurant and say, what can you feed me? Work around these. that everyone has different ones. There are regular culprits. Lots of people are sensitive to dairy. Lots of people are sensitive to nightshades. I don't happen to be sensitive to nightshades at all. I guess nothing about me is normal. So had I not been tested, I would never have known. And what was interesting is I'm sensitive to a lot of herbs, which is not usual. I'm sensitive to mustard and basil and fennel. And I thought, fennel? Fennel's in everything. I had no idea. So it costs some money. Your doctor needs to order it. But for you to get a food sensitivity test and know what your kryptonite is really important. And by eliminating all of these items, that was the big win in terms of my pain.
So once you found out all of this, how difficult was it for you to eliminate these foods?
Well, I cook now because if I cook, I know what I'm putting into my food. So that makes it much easier for me to work around it. I go to farmers markets now so that I know that I know my farmer and I'm going direct from farm to table. So I know I've eliminated all the toxins along the food chain. It just meant that I have to plan differently. And it's been kind of fun. I even met a man who wanted to go on this adventure with me, and I married him 2.5 years ago. And he's lost 70 pounds and feels terrific. So we've had a good time. It can be fun. And when you start feeling good, it's really worth it.
I've heard a lot of success stories, but I don't think I've heard that one before. So congratulations.
Thank you.
So will you share with us the primary message that you want readers of your book to remember?
It's really important that you pay attention to the toxins in your life now. I have a phrase in the book, people change when they get sick and tired of being sick and tired. I really would hope that people would take the bull by the horns before they get to that point and start to eliminate the toxins now. It's all about toxic load. Each toxin that you eliminate makes you one step closer to being well and healthy for the rest of your life. Somebody asked me if I think I'm going to live forever, and I know I'm not, but I sure as heck want to feel good all the way through.
That's a great message. So tell me, Cheryl, where can we learn more about you, about your work, and most of all, where can we purchase It Feels Good to Feel Good?
You can purchase it on my website, which is Cheryl, with a C, C-H-E-R-Y-L, M like Mary, Health, Muse, M-U-S-E.com. And there's a section/book where you can buy it directly from me or you can buy it from an online bookseller.
Cheryl, you've shared with us some very important messages today. Thank you for taking time to chat with us. I know that our listeners worldwide are going to be very interested in reading It Feels Good to Feel Good. If you write another book, will you come back and talk with us again?
I actually am in the process of writing another book, and I would love to. Thank you for the offer.
I love this book. It broke down and simplified everything I needed to know about toxins. I'm always overwhelmed by all the information out there on removing toxins from my life and home, and Cheryl's book simplified its form. Please, it feels good to know that there are people like Cheryl Meyer that are leading the way with the fight against toxins. That was a compilation of reviews for Cheryl's book, and I thank you for listening. Please visit theauthorshow.com to listen to other featured authors. These interviews are available to book buyers worldwide on demand every day. And for those of you who like audiobooks, please check out our audiobook store at theaudiobookmarket.com. If you have written a book and would like to be a guest on the show, visit theauthorshow.com, complete the interview request form, and we will contact you shortly thereafter. The Author Show is a great way to market your book by getting in front of your target audience with a high-quality interview that will make a real impact. Please visit us again as we continue to bring you great books and marvelous authors on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.